Hi, it's Megan.
And it's Rachel.
And you're listening to Daily Dish. And here's some dish. Grace, our producer, just admitted she ate her first piece of fruit of 2017. Has not had one morsel of fruit before today.
When was your last fruit intake, Megan?
I mean, I'm sure today at some point.
Mine was today as well. The time before that was yesterday.
It's the 19th, for God's sake. That's scary, and you probably are going to get scurvy. Now, we've gotten a lot of feedback about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. You all have tons of opinions about Eden Sassoon. Well, guess who else has an opinion?
I know.
Kathy Hilton.
Whose sister is that?
Oh, it's just Kyle and Kim Richards' sister.
Oh, and who was Eden just talking about?
She was talking about Kim Richards.
And their mother.
Yes. Okay, so reality TV bliss. Well, wait, I should just say, it always, like, tickles me who celebrities follow on Twitter. Reality TV Bliss had tweeted at Kathy, and they were like, you know, what do you think about all this? What, you know, and what Eden's saying? And Kathy said, some of these women would steal the gold out of their grandmother's teeth. Wow.
Whoa.
And then they ask, well, she went after Big Kath, which is their mother.
Right,
like,
right.
What do you think about that?
I know who Big Kath is.
And she said, no one should talk about the dead. They're not here to defend themselves.
I mean, that is a classic. I think the Greeks invented that saying. So, like, just general good advice.
So, I don't know. I just feel like that it goes to show that, like, a lot of people have opinions about that conversation, and clearly Kim's family is not going to be cool with it.
Right, but I feel like this is really the first time I personally have heard her. I mean, like, her sisters and their family drama is, like, all over the place.
Yeah.
And I love that she's speaking out now.
Right. And all I can say is you guys need to tune in Tuesday because it keeps going, the talk about Kim. So check it out.
So, moving on, I was at Married to Medicine reunion taping today.
Oh my gosh, tell us everything. Well, no, I know you can't tell me everything.
Right.
Let me ask some questions and you can say yes or no.
Okay, we'll see how well this game goes.
Were there tears?
Yes, there were tears.
Was there a walk-off?
Not that I saw. But doesn't mean one won't happen.
Okay, because you didn't stay for the whole time.
No, they're still taping right now.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, was there yelling?
Yes.
There were a fair amount of yelling.
Speaking of yelling, one of my favorite moments was we were backstage and we were filming things with the ladies while they were getting ready. And at one point, you just hear Dr. Simone being like, "Security! I don't feel safe walking around without you!" as, like, a joke. And it was so funny. And then she walks out in, like, not dressed, but her, like, makeup, like, all done. And, like, walking around being like, "Where is security?" It was so funny.
I love her. She's funny.
She, like, went right up to the security person and looked them right in the face and was like, "I've been looking for you."
What time did you get there?
I got there at 7 o'clock. I left my house at 5:45.
Yikes.
And it was terrible. But
it was worth
then
it.
The moment I got there, I was like, yes, this is my heaven. I'd get up at 5:40 every day.
Did they look amazing?
Yes. They the set is amazing. Like, I want to steal the couches from the set. Grace happened to be with me, our producer, and we were both like, so can we get those couches in our apartment? Because they're, well, this is out. You can see a full Daily Dish piece, which has the seating chart on BravoTV.com, but also pictures of the set. They're these, like, bright emerald green couches, and they're just so beautiful, like, velvet. They're amazing.
I would love for us to have one of those set designers, like, on the podcast, because I feel like I just have so many questions. Specifically, like, what is your, like, vision, and how did you decide, like, this is the look you're going for? Because every, like, reunion is over the top, but they still look different, each one.
Right. This one was very, in Andy's own words, art deco.
Ooh.
Yes. It's beautiful. Check out BravoTV.com for photos of it.
Well, so who was sitting in the coveted seats next to Andy?
That would be Dr. Simone and Dr. Jackie.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that he wanted, I'm speaking for Andy, I don't know. I think you want to be flanked by the OBGYNs.
Yeah.
Like the OG OBGYNs.
Who was sitting on the ends of the couch?
That was Toya on one side, and then Janice, friend of, on the other side.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Well, happy you went.
Yes. Oh, my God. It was amazing. I feel like I learned so much about all of them, about Andy, and about myself.
Well, let's talk about Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yes, this episode.
Big episode.
Big
episode. Although I feel like I say that every week. It just, right. It's always good.
Ugh, yes.
Okay.
So where do you want to start?
I kind of want to talk about Portia.
Okay, yeah.
Because, you know, she was in the office last week and just couldn't be nicer. And maybe I'm saying that because she said we had nice voices, but still.
And that we had cute personalities.
Right. So I just feel a certain kinship to her. But I felt very bad for her in this episode because had she done something in this episode, I would understand why they felt the need to have an intervention with her. But they're basically out of nowhere saying, we're worried about going on a trip with you.
Let's back it up. Portia's already having a week. She had this, like, fainting smell.
Oh,
she
yes.
found out that Todd lost his job kind of by choosing to be with her, which is, like, a lot of pressure. And then also, I understood her reaction of being like,
how are you going to support our future babies right? that I've already imagined in my head?
Right, the whole reason why I'm talking to you again in the first place. So I would say that Portia, not in the best
of spirits.
Place. Yeah, yeah. In spirits. So then she goes to this dinner, like, musters up the strength to get out of bed rest to go to this dinner. And then it's like, none of us want to be around you because your anger management problems.
But was it me or did you just feel like that came out of nowhere?
Nothing surprises me. And I feel like that's always Kenya's axe to grind with Portia.
That's true.
But I also didn't understand. It's not like they haven't all hung out since. Is it like being enclosed in a way? Is that what it? I don't know. The
yeah.
fact that they would be like constantly together for a long time, that like sparked Kenya's worry.
And you know, I never choose sides, and I won't. But I did not like that Kenya saw that Portia was upset and chased her onto the street.
That whole thing was crazy to watch because it's not like this is our first somebody being chased out of a restaurant or
right.
down the street. But it was like Portia walking away and then like a gaggle of like women following her, like, all of them like, in stilettos. Yes, like
and following like, her and being like, you get too angry. Stop getting angry. And it's like she's trying to walk away and defuse the situation.
Right. She finally is saying, like, you know what? I am going to walk away and not react. And she's trying really hard to do this. And they're, like, not allowing her.
So crazy. She better end up on that camping trip.
I cannot imagine the trip without her.
Exactly.
But then it all gets complicated with Sheree and Kenya because then Sheree kind of comes to Kenya's defense and then they start throwing accusations at each other and that whole mess starts again.
And Kenya ends up waddling like a duck on the ground.
Right, right. Naturally it happens as you do. So basically everybody's fighting. Portia comes back.
Yeah.
Which I did not think, I don't know if I would have come back.
Well, she wanted to eat, you know? She,
true, true.
Rightfully so, Portia starts saying to Phaedra, like, you need to be careful getting back into friendship with Kenya. Like,
right.
Because, as we know, in female friendships, like, you can't be friends with your best friend's enemy.
Is this just like a general housewife's lesson?
You know, I think it's I think it could be applied to life.
Not just housewives, but
no, in Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah. You can't.
You have to pick a side.
Sheena, Marie.
We're looking at you.
Yeah. Well, Stassi's looking at you.
Yeah. we're just like whatever you want is cool.
Right. But speaking of Kenya and Phaedra, I don't know how anyone else feels, but every time I see them close together, my brain kind of like short circuits because I just always remember their beginning.
Right.
And like that one reunion where she says like, you can't be a housewife if you're not if you don't have a husband and like
oh all, yes
like, and like all the stuff with Apollo and
yeah
so like every time you see them I see them together I'm always just like how is this happening like it's so crazy for me to see them together
yeah that's like a lot of baggage that you're just choosing to let go of
do you think that maybe it's because a lot of their beef was about Apollo and now that Apollo
is
and like and then not Phaedra doesn't have to stand by her man as much or
I think
he's not in the picture
1000% because you know it's that whole thing about like when a woman blames the other woman and it's like sometimes but mostly it's the guy and so like I think Phaedra had a lot of misplaced anger at Kenya when they would like be flirting or when there were this the accusation that she was trying to like hang out with him when they were both in L.A.
Right, that whole storyline.
So now you have all of that craziness. It just, like...
squashed.
It's kind of out of the way now because he's not there.
And I think they've had that conversation.
Yeah.
But besides always being surprised that they're together, their camping... their time at camp this week, I was, like, so unbelievably moved. I was, like, in tears at my desk.
Oh, with the flint. Yeah. That was very emotional.
Yeah. I mean, seeing Kenya being so, like, positive and, like, an inspiration to these kids and that one little girl saying, like, you're my idol. And just, like, what they were, like, what Phaedra was doing for them. I just was, like, so moved. It was, like, so great to see them. You know, obviously we love the drama, but it was so great to see them creating so much positivity for people that need it the most.
Yeah. Okay, so our favorite topic is, of course, Bob.
I would be so upset if we couldn't talk about Bob every week about with Atlanta.
So what did you think of his little dance he did for Sheree? Okay, better question.
Okay.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how turned on were you?
Nope, not playing this game. I think the better question is scale from 1 to 10. How turned on do we think Sheree was?
Yeah, I don't...
because she did not seem to feel it to me. But, and then when they were like, why did you, or when she's answering an interview, why did you ever, like, what first drew you to him? And she was like,
Yeah. Oh, and she, like, just sort of hints that it was the downstairs.
Yeah, so maybe the dancing did go well for her.
Yeah, it reminded her of what's hiding.
Well, my favorite part was he sat down and he's like, are you not entertained? Like from,
What's that movie?
What's the movie with Russell Crowe? Gladiator.
Gladiators. I'm like, Troy? No, it's different.
No, it was the highlight of the episode. I could watch Bob do that dance every day. Like, I didn't want a gif of that. I want you to, like, send it to me whenever I'm feeling blue. I'll be like, it's okay. Bob's out there dancing somewhere.
So, since the Housewives were talking about, like, what the next vacation's going to be, and they talked about glamping, which we've seen before on Housewives, mm-hmm. I just kind of wanted to talk about, like, what our favorite Housewives vacation scenarios are.
Oh, scenarios.
Yeah.
Well, anytime rooms aren't pre-assigned.
Right.
Highlight.
Yes.
Especially if Ramona is there.
I definitely like the out of their element.
Montana.
For sure.
I'm sorry I keep referencing New York for some reason.
Yeah, but even Bali for OC.
Right.
You know.
Those monkeys.
The monkeys. I talked to someone today, and she said she just got back from Bali. I was like, did you see the monkeys? She's like, yes, they're very aggressive.
Oh, see, they weren't lying.
They weren't lying. It was not a misrepresentation. And I love anything with a beach.
Really?
I don't know why, but I do.
I could take or leave the beach for our housewives. Like you, I prefer them to be like skiing in Vancouver or where they have...
I never slept with multiple partners.
Right, right. Like where they're, like you said, out of their element. We're getting them doing like weird activities that they would like never normally do.
You will never see my face again.
Yes. All of these great moments. That's what I want. But that being said, St. Bart's I think might be some of my favorites. So I don't know.
What happened in St. Bart's? Oh, yes, Scary
White
Island.
Trash.
Oh, no, it's
that was St. John's.
Okay. Any of the saints.
I prefer my housewives to be in the St. Islands. Ugh, but yeah, so yeah, I think it's when they have to do weird things.
And have to drink a lot.
Do they ever have to drink a lot anywhere they go?
Whenever they have no choice but to drink a lot.
So basically what we're saying is glamping, probably going to be awesome because I feel like they might be out of their element.
Right, totally. Yes. Will there be coffee enemas?
Oh, God. What? So if you could be on one of the trips, which one would it be?
I've thought about this. And I definitely think it would be Scary Island.
That's what you would go to?
Yeah, because some people shy away from awkward encounters or like confrontations. I would love to. I'm the opposite. Like, I want to submerge myself in it. And I feel like I would have just loved to be there, like, watching Bethany and Kelly go at it. Ugh. It would have just given me so much pleasure.
That's turtle time, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
You picked a good one.
I did. What about you?
I think... What do I want?
I feel like you would have liked the Ireland trip.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. I would definitely have wanted to go to Ireland. First of all, I love Ireland. It's my people.
Right.
And secondly, they're all wasted. And... You get to hear Hooli Night in person.
Right.
Oh, that would be so much fun. And the Irish are so pleasant. I would love to see Americans interacting with them.
But would you have rather gone with the ladies to Bailey's or gone with Megan King Edmonds to go talk to a bunch of random Irish people and ask them what their last names were?
I might have skipped the trying to find my ancestors on the street part. And then, and I would have gotten to see Vicky's boobs.
Right.
I definitely chose right, Ireland. And I could have been there and told you for certain if it was a setup on Kelly or not.
Oh.
Why wasn't I there? Okay, yeah, it's Ireland.
This was a good episode, I feel. I think we got a lot out on the table.
Right. A lot of our thoughts are out there now.
So you might have noticed we're going a little long today. Mm-hmm. That's because we're switching things up.
What?
Instead of doing every day for a little bit,
you're going to do every other couple of days for a longer bit. We're switching it up like Erica Jane switches up her looks.
Exactly.
Right.
And you know what? We hope you like it. But if you don't,
I don't know. Do again. We actually give all of them, and we want you to like it.
So. Oh, my God. I should say, a lot more of you have been tweeting us recently using the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish, and we're loving it.
Right. And we're so glad someone else wants to join our book club.
I know. So, like, keep it up. Keep telling us what you're thinking, whether it's about the shows or about this show. Which
and we're still waiting on that yes NDA hashtag.
We got a tweet, though, about Lala's. At Discount On Me tweeted that Lala had tweeted, you know how celebrities write in their notes and mm-hmm. then paste it on Twitter? Lala did that and was like, yeah, I asked people to sign an NDA. I always ask people that I hang out with to sign an NDA because I don't want a random Snapchat of me going up on social. And it concerns
so it's her NDA.
Right.
It's not the boyfriend.
This is what she's claiming. Mm. And she said that it concerns her that the other members would be surprised at that they've been on this hit show and who do they have working for them that hasn't told them they should have an NDA?
Okay, lately a lot of Lala's arguments have been like, who are these people that don't know about this? Like, the girls that are in LA that don't know about private jets. Like, that's not an argument. You can't just be like, how do people not know about this?
Yeah, I don't know. But thank you, Discount On Me, for showing us that. But that's the exact thing I'm talking about. We just love this interaction.
Yes. We need all the tea. And also, I really like your handle because it reminds me of one of my favorite quotes from, like, the first season of The Real Housewives of New York that I don't think I can – I always try to find it and I can't. But it's when Bethany is talking about Luann and she's like, that doesn't seem very countess to me. It seems very discountess.
Yes.
That makes me really happy.
Oh, And another exciting announcement, we're on Google Play now.
Google
Play?
Us? Google us? Google me?
Google like Kim, me, yes. Like the Kim Zolciak song that was never released.
Right. Oh. But we all heard it at that reunion.
We sure did.
If you guys didn't get a chance to watch The Real Housewives of Atlanta this week, you can always watch it at BravoTV.com and using the Bravo Now app.
All right, so we're going to be back with a brand new episode Wednesday morning. And we may have a special guest.
Like really special.
Like super special.
Like super special.
Like surprisingly special.
Like serpendous. Nope, not a word.
Yeah, just tune in.
Seriously,
tune
in.
See what we're getting at.